A blast at a pizza restaurant in downtown Jerusalem today killed several people and injured dozens, some seriously. Police say a Palestinian suicide bomber likely was responsible. The blast occurred at lunchtime on one of the busiest street corners in Jerusalem. Police say the restaurant was gutted in the attack. NPR's Linda Gradstein is at the scene and joins us. Linda, how great was the damage?
The damage was really extensive. This was quite a large restaurant, two floors, probably about 40 square.
Linda, what did you see when you were there?
The restaurant is a two-floor pizza, spaghetti kind of family-type restaurant. It was completely destroyed. Glass was shattered in a radius of about 50 yards all around the restaurant. The restaurant itself was blackened completely. There were still bloodstains on the floor. As I was watching, several bodies were taken out. They had apparently been trapped in the wreckage. The sign, and there was a red, green, and a white sign that said Sbarro, and it was just a twisted piece of metal. So the restaurant itself was completely destroyed, by the time I got there, the dead and the injured, by the time I got there, most people had already been evacuated, but there were still people wandering around looking shocked. It was really at the height of the lunchtime rush hour. It's summer vacation now, people were really in shock and very upset.
What are the police saying about the circumstances of the bombing?
Well, it's pretty clear that it was a suicide bomber. I spoke to an eyewitness who said he saw a man standing in the entrance of the restaurant, and he saw this man explode himself. And then he rushed in and tried to help the injured. The police are saying that the suicide bomber was carrying a bomb that was especially heavy and that it had nails and other things in it to do the maximal amount of damage. There are also reports that a motorcycle sped away from the scene right after the blast, perhaps an accomplice. It's not clear. And what nobody knows is who this suicide bomber was, how he got into Jerusalem, or whether he was from Jerusalem, and how he chose that target. Those are questions that we still don't know.
And the Palestinian group that's claiming responsibility, the Islamic Jihad, what do we know about them, and have they any relations with Yasser Arafat's Palestinian Authority?
Well, Islamic Jihad is a small radical group that has consistently rejected any kind of peace process with Israel and has called for suicide bombers. Most of the suicide bombings, in fact, over the past several years have been either by Islamic Jihad or by Hamas, which is larger than Islamic Jihad. Last week, Israel attacked a Hamas office in Nablus, killing 8 people, including 2 children, and Islamic organizations vowed to avenge that attack, and Islamic Jihad, in a statement that was sent to AFP, said that it was in response to that Israeli attack. They do not have close ties with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's authority. Interestingly, in the last couple of weeks, what we've seen is there has been growing challenges to Arafat by the radical Islamist groups who say that Arafat is not doing enough to stop Israeli aggression. So, in fact, Islamic Jihad is a competitor to the Palestinian Authority.
Just in a couple of seconds we have left, Linda, is Israel likely to retaliate?
I think Israel has to retaliate. Israel has been saying from now on it will retaliate for every attack. This is the second largest attack in the past 10 months of violence, 18 dead, including 6 children. I think Israel has no choice but to respond.
Thanks very much. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.